You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. It's time to check in with Gigi Monroe, whose shows have been a staple of Juno's vibrant drag scene. Gigi Monroe probably needs no introduction, but could you please tell us a little about yourself for those who don't know?
Sure. Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me on today. And it's good to be back on. My stage name is Gigi Monroe, and I produce drag shows in Juno. We kind of have a very basic name for our group. It's called Juno Drag, and it's pretty self-explanatory, but we have a lot of fun. We put on drag shows. We've got a rotating cast of over, I'd say, a couple dozen regular performers who kind of cycle in and out. We just started some new things, and so I was excited to come on and talk about that. But we've been doing it now, I think, let's go with 7-8 years since we started doing this. And it started out as like one show every few months, and then eventually it became a monthly thing, and now we've got multiple events going on every month, and a really wonderful community of supporters. So if you haven't been to one of the shows, definitely want to invite anyone to come on out and check it out, see what they're all about.
Yeah, and I have a lot more questions, and there's a lot of opportunities to go out and see a drag show. But I first wanted to ask, where are you talking to me from today?
I'm actually in Germany right now, and it's I think it's 1 a.m. here. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Gigi.
I just got here actually not too long ago, so this worked out really well.
Well, it's a good thing you like the nightlife. Are you there on vacation or yes. performing or both?
I am on vacation, but like every time I go anywhere, I always check out the drag scene. And Berlin has a huge history of cabaret shows, of course, and drag is definitely a part of that. And so some of that continues today, and there's been some evolutions into like our modern drag shows. So I'm pretty excited to take in some of those this weekend as well.
Wow. Well, I hope you have a great trip, and thanks for taking time out of your vacation to talk to us today. I saw that you'd been in Paris as well. I bet that was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. Really good to, disconnect occasionally, as we all need to. And I've been doing a lot of shows over the summer, actually, in Juno and in Skagway. And it's been a really, really busy schedule. So I really need the break.
I actually wanted to ask about your summer. I've been following along on social media. I saw that you dragged your show to Skagway, so to speak. So what was that like?
It's actually been amazing. In short, the show that I brought to Skagway was a solo show, and that's something that I've never done. Folks in Juno have never seen me do that. I've never done it. And so I've got a couple of friends up there who own a restaurant, and they wanted to create a cabaret space in their restaurant. And so we worked together to build that space over the last several months, and they invested in some of the equipment and the technology to make it into a proper showroom. And I said, well, I'll be your guinea pig and let's see how this goes. And so I've had one show a month, July, August, and then in a couple of weeks, I'll do my September show. I wrote 3 different shows and performing them to, a nice, intimate, small audience, very friendly and loving people. So it's a great opportunity to, to try it out and test what a cabaret show format would be like for Gigi Monroe. And it's been so much fun. They've got a great community up there, and people have been really, really supportive. And I've had a blast.
Yeah, I was just wondering how, I know your shows here are really popular. They frequently sell out. And I was wondering if you had the same kind of reception in Skagway.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked after the first show in July. It was a dinner show, and we had 2 more dinner shows planned. And they sold out the next day. The people who came to the first one bought tickets for the next 2, and they told their friends. And so both of the dinner shows were sold out. And so we sat down together the day after and said, well, let's try to do a second seating as a brunch show. And so the guys there at Fights on Broadway, my good friends Skipper and Niles, they said, well, let's try to do that. And so we did our first brunch seating in August. So I had two showings of the same show that weekend, and that was great. And we'll do the same thing next a week from 2 weeks, September 24th and 5th, whatever that is. Closing out the season up there. And I don't know, it's just been kind of mind blowing. So I really haven't processed it yet, but it's something that I think that I could travel with. It's something I could take to some of the places around the country that feature a lot of cabaret type drag entertainment, like Provincetown, Massachusetts, and Ogunquit, Maine, and Key West, Florida, certainly Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where I've already, done shows there as part of a cast, but I could do a solo show there as well. So it's been a really exciting thing for my, my solo career, I guess, this summer, in addition to all of the Juno drag stuff that we've been doing as well.
Wow. I feel like this is kind of becoming a full-time gig for you.
Well, it used to be for a long time. It was my full-time gig. And while I don't want to get back to that, because that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time, but it is really exciting for me to get to focus on my individual craft in a way that I don't typically get to with the cast shows. When I was fortunate enough to get the Rasmussen Fellowship 2 years ago, right before the pandemic hit, and never was able to accomplish my goal of producing a one-man show. And so COVID happened and everything got turned upside down, especially in the world of entertainment and arts. And so now I've been able to get back to that. And I feel like I'm finally completing the work that they supported me in doing. So it's been a really nice full circle moment for me.
Wow. Well, I think that's really cool. I'm very happy for you. I know you've worked really hard. So it's good to hear that this is paying off for you.
Thank you, Shelley. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And now you're back in town, and I am excited to talk about how this combination of everyone's favorite two things, which are eating and watching drag shows, and it's into this one phenomenon known as drag brunch. And
yes.
Skagway got a little taste of it. Juno got a little taste of it earlier in the summer. And now we're going to get back into it. Sounds like on a regular basis. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, I started a drag brunch with my friends over at TK McGuire's. It was something that they'd wanted to do for a long time. And actually, right before the pandemic, I want to say it was February or March of 2020, we were talking about starting it in April. So obviously that went nowhere. But we, again, came back around and revisited the idea and decided we would try it. So we tried the first one the end of April, had a blast. It was so much fun. It's a great space. The staff and restaurant and bar side of things runs like a, they run a real tight ship over there. And so that was easy. I didn't have to worry about any of that and just had to worry about putting on a great show. And I had some of my best performers in town start out with me. And we just had a great time. So we decided to do it monthly. And now I think we're on our fourth month. We have shows planned once a month the next forever.
Yes.
But it's a lot of fun. So basically people come in, it starts at noon, you come in and you're sat and you order your drinks and they make specialty cocktails for the event, including a mimosa bar where they actually give you like all different juices, like mixers, and a bottle of champagne. And so create whatever kind of mimosa type drink that you want. And then of course they have the you know, Bloody Marys and a tequila sunrise and a espresso martini that are really fun as well. So they really try to make it fun and festive. And then you order your food, whatever you want. It's a la carte ordering off of a special brunch menu. And then the show starts. And all in all, it's about a 2-hour experience. And we've got a cast of 4 performers who each do 3 numbers. And it's just a lot of fun. And you don't ever have to get up out of your seat. They bring you food, they bring you drinks, they bring you drag. We go table to table. The performers go table to table. So it's up close and personal. There's a lot of interaction. And it's not a 21 and over space. It is open to those younger than that. And so we have had some young fans come out, their parents bringing them. And that's been a lot of fun as well.
Wow. That sounds so fabulous. I've been in that space many times. I would love to see it reimagined as a stage for drag brunch. I also can imagine that seating is limited. So it's good that you've got this going on, you know, forever, because if you miss the next one, I imagine tickets are going to go pretty fast. So if you miss the next one, you can probably get in down the line.
Yeah, we can fit about, I don't know, about 70, 80 folks in the room. So it's a nice size, but it's still like really manageable for the kitchen and for the performers to get around the whole room during their numbers. And it just is a nice feel. It works really well, but it flows. It's easy. It's really exciting. So our next one is October 1st. And then it just is how it falls in the month. But 4 weeks later than that, we have October 29th, and that's our Halloween-themed brunch, which is going to be a lot of fun. So there are technically 2 in October, but we're counting October 1st as our September show.
Got it. I think everybody who's interested will be able to figure all that out. And you're also wrapping up your run of shows at the Alaskan. You've been doing a kind of a summer series there.
Spending the summer season. Yeah.
That's wrapping up. So what are some of the reasons people should come out and see that one before you guys move on to the Red Dog?
I've really loved being at the Alaskan over the summer because the Red Dog, you know, transfers over to tourism season and they're totally consumed day in, day out with that. So they need to focus on that for the summer. So we've been at the Alaskan since May, and I love it there because it's a completely different feel, you know, than any other venue that we've worked in. It's got so much history, and you know, it's spooky and haunted and weird and has a, you know, risque history, and all of that kind of fits with drag very well. I love the intimacy of the room. You know, it's a smaller room, it's a tight space, and it just contains the energy of the show really well. So we have one more show there, and it's next Saturday, the 17th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are welcoming back Roman Wild, who is one of our drag king performers in Juno, who's a lot of fun, really strong performer, but has spent the summer as a madam at the Red Onion in Skagway. Mm. So this is his return show, and we're really happy to have him back.
That's exciting. And is there anyone else on the list that you want to give a shout out to? Who are some of the other performers?
Yeah, actually, we have one other performer who typically does a drag king character named Stevie Smalls. But occasionally, that performer likes to switch things up and perform as a high femme character named Daddy Darling. And so in this show, it's going to feature all Daddy Darling numbers. And I think that that's it might be the first or second time that the whole show is that persona for that person, which is very exciting. And then of course we've got one of our queens, Miss Guys, who is a multi-talented Richard Carter. People know him from hosting Wearable Art and singing. He's been singing live at our drag brunches, and that's been a lot of fun.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Really cool. Yeah, it's like he's testing that out, and we're kind of seeing how it goes. It works really well in the brunch atmosphere, but maybe it'll work in at night too. You know, as long as technology cooperates. And then we've got one more king, Blake Slate, who's one of our youngest members and always brings a lot of like fresh, young energy, a lot of really cool like rock and punk and emo music, kind of for the alternate crowd, which is really cool. And it will be the night after I perform with the Village People randomly in Anchorage. So I can't wait to come back and tell everybody how that went. I'm doing a Share tribute act for them. And so I'll definitely have a lot of Share in the show with the Alaskan. So if you're a Share fan, you don't want to miss that.
Well, I am, so.
I mean, who's not?
I saw on social media that you have maybe a new character that you're playing around with, or maybe it's a character from the past, but it's one that's is a politician, been in the headlines lately, also appeared on Dancing with the Stars. Can you think of who I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's our buddy Sarah. yeah, she made an appearance in my Skagway show. And of course, you know, she's back in the news. And, you know, however we may feel about that, she is a hot topic. So I thought, well, let me put her in the show. But I did a twist with her up in Skagway because it was right after Olivia Newton-John had passed. And I loved her. I loved Grease, you know, like so many people. I was a huge fan and grew up watching that movie. Yeah. And so I decided to sing. And so I was singing live in Skagway, which I don't do in Juneau. It's like my test audience in Skagway. So I sang Hopelessly Devoted to You as Sarah Palin singing to Donald Trump.
I am so sorry I missed that.
It was a lot of fun, very funny twist on like both of those characters, you know, Sandy from Grease and Sarah Palin. So who knows, maybe that will come out one day. We'll see.
I hope so.
If I'm brave enough to do it for the home audience.
Well, I mean, one thing I always love about your shows is that you just seem to have these like endless ways of keeping it fresh. And I always see things that I've never seen before, never would even have really imagined. Because last time I saw you on stage, you actually incorporated like an orbital sander into your performance, which, I mean, I think that blew everybody away. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah. Well, I think part of our responsibility as drag performers is to constantly innovate and reinvent and reimagine, because, you know, there's nothing original that any of us can do necessarily on stage. You know, it's all been done before, but how can we kind of put a new spin on something that that maybe you've seen 1,000 times? And how can we keep it culturally relevant? So I think it's our job to comment on what's going on in the world and to put our perspective as queer artists who are paying attention and involved in current events and politics and all of that. So I feel like it's kind of a responsibility. And I think a lot of our local performers also feel that. And so they're constantly coming up with new things. You know, when you come to shows, like you never see the same show twice. It just, that's not even a thing. Everybody works really hard to come up with new numbers, if not every show, just about. And for me, you know, I've done these numbers 1,000 times. So I constantly need to come up with new stuff to keep it fresh, you know, and to keep myself excited to keep doing it. I'm going on my 20th year of drag next year, so I'm always looking for new ways to keep it interesting and fresh and exciting.
And funny. I think humor plays a huge role in drag performances, mm-hmm. too, and it's one of the many things I appreciate about it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Gigi, I'd love to keep talking to you about drag. I think we could go all hour, but I know you probably want to get to bed or get out on the town. So I hope you're having a great time there across the pond. And one last question for you is just where can we go to find more information or buy tickets to any of these shows we talked about today?
Yes. We sell our tickets on Brown Paper Tickets. So if you are on Facebook or on Instagram and you go to the Juno Drag page, or you go to my page, Gigi Monroe, you can definitely find the upcoming event, and that will bring you to the ticket link. It's not hard to find, basically. If you have any questions, just let me know.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. And thanks again so much for taking out the time to talk to me today. And I just have a great trip, and we'll see you when you get back, wherever you may be performing. Yeah. And just can't wait to get back into the swing of things down here in Juneau.
Yes, me too. This was a great conversation. Thanks for having me.
Of course, Gigi. Take care, and we will see you soon.
Great. Bye, Shelley.
Bye.